Let's turn to another subject then. Some recent editorials in a prominent conservative New Hampshire paper, the Manchester Union Leader, have been very critical of the Republican Party.
Well, the Manchester Union Leader routinely attacks Republicans, usually for not being conservative enough. This is what happened this time. The chairman of the Republican Party, Ed Gillespie, dropped by the Manchester Union Leader to talk to the editorial board, and they did not like what they heard from him. And I talked recently to Joe McQuaid, the publisher of the Manchester Union Leader, about that, and here's what he said.
I'm appalled that they're the party of increasing spending now rather than attempting to cut it. Now, I understand that they have defense responsibilities, but all the more reason to be more frugal on the home front, and instead they're piling on.
Let me ask you about Reagan. You say they have betrayed the legacy of Reagan because they talk about small government and don't deliver. Isn't that exactly what Reagan did? The federal government was just about exactly the same size when he left office after 8 years as when he came in.
I think that's considered to be a tremendous victory, Mike, that he kept it the same size and didn't grow it.
Well, that's what Ed Gillespie is saying now. He's saying he's got Democrats, although the Democrats don't control either house of the Congress or the White House, and he's got the people. And given that, growing the government less than the other party can be considered a victory.
Well, I mean,
you're willing to cut Reagan's slack, but you're not willing to cut Ed Gillespie's slack.
No, you said that Reagan ended up after 8 years with the same level of spending as when he began. These guys are increasing it. There's a difference. And yes, I do fault Reagan, too, for not doing more. And didn't he promise to get rid of the Department of Education and did nothing?
He didn't do it either. Is there any chance that the Manchester Union Leader will not endorse President Bush for a second term?
I think we will, as William Loeb said, hold your nose and vote for Nixon. We may end up saying the same thing, but without any great passion. We've gotten a lot of calls and letters, actually, Mike, from people who encouraged us about the editorials and said it's about time, some of whom are Republican legislators, but I don't think they would attach their names to their sentiments at the moment.
We should just explain, William Loeb was the editor and owner of the Manchester Union Leader for a long time, and then Mrs. Loeb, his wife, took over, and then you took over, Joe.
Exactly.
Let me ask you one last question about the Democrats, since you are very influential in New Hampshire, and since we've got you. You got two of them from neighboring states.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you prefer, not in the sense of which one would be easier to beat? Well, that one, in that sense, too, and then suppose you actually had to have one of them, Howard Dean of Vermont and John Kerry of Massachusetts.
Actually, I think Kerry would be easier to beat. I think Dr. Dean presents a very saleable image. I couldn't stand either one of them in the White House, but it's a Hobson's choice there. I wouldn't hold my nose and vote for either one of them. But I think Dean is doing much better than Kerry. I don't think Kerry's going to be in the running up here. I think it's going to be Dean and Gephardt with the strong labor people.
All right. So if either of them gets elected or any Democrat, you'll just hold your nose for 8 years. Four years.
All right. Until we can get a hold of Hillary, you know.
Well, you can hardly wait for that. And we'll be back if that happens. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, Michael.
And thanks to you, Mike Kinsley, Slate's founding editor.
Thank you, Karen.